சூப்பராக கவிதை சொன்ன சர்வேஷ்.
Happy day to all. This is a podcast from SS Bio for class 12 biology students. Topic: human health and disease. Subtopic: tobacco and smoking. Regarding the source and history of tobacco. Tobacco is a product extracted from the plants Nicotiana tabacum and another species Nicotiana rustica. These are the tall annual herb native of tropical America. The curved leaves of its young branches in the dried form is used for commercial tobacco. It's very harmful product. Smoking. You know, the tobacco was first used by Red Indians in America, and it spread to Europe early, 17th century, and today it is used by all people all over the world. It is used in the form of smoke or chewing, or it is being used as snuff. If you want to define smoking, it is the inhalation or inhaling of tobacco smoke in the form of cigarettes, bidis, cigars. And it is practiced by all group of people, irrespective of whether they are rich or poor, old or young. The important component which is present in this tobacco plant includes nicotine. Tobacco smoke contains about 300 chemical compounds, which includes this nicotine, carbon monoxide, hydrogen cyanide, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and some of the irritating substances like tar. And at least 16 substances are known to cause cancer because they are acting like carcinogens, which are cancer-causing agents. The major stimulating component of all tobacco products is nicotine, and it is addictive or habit-forming. A small quantity in blood speeds up the activity of the nervous system. It gives temporary relief to the strained nerves. It is highly poisonous. You know the fatal effect of nicotine? Amount of nicotine present in one cigar or 20 cigarettes, if it is injected intravenously, is considered to be the fatal one. When it is smoked, only 10% of the smoke is inhaled, so no immediate ill effect is observed in those cases. If we want to take the effects of nicotine, it stimulates the conduction of nerve impulses, it causes relaxation of muscles, it causes the release of adrenaline, it increases the heartbeat and contraction of peripheral blood vessels, leading to high blood pressure. It also increases the risk of heart diseases. In case of pregnant women, nicotine causes retardation of fetus growth as well as reduction in weight of the fetus. And who are these active and passive smokers? Persons who smoke are called active smokers. They inhale smoke directly from the source. This is called as mainstream smoke, and a lot of smoke dissipate in the surrounding air, and it is called as side stream smoke. The side stream smoke contains more harmful substances but in lesser concentration. The passive smokers, they are the non-smokers who share the space with smokers. They inhale side stream smoke and they are called as a passive smokers. And they also have lots of sufferings, all types of ailments, which are seen in the active smokers. Children of smoking parents, those who are living together, they develop early respiratory illness, ocular burning, and some medullary defects. If you want to know about the harmful effects of smoking, the long-term effects includes lung cancer, bronchitis, emphysema, heart diseases, etc. What is this lung cancer? Now, this is the most serious effect of smoking. It's more common in persons those who are smoking cigarettes than those smoking through cigar or pipe. Because of the polycyclic benzpyrene which is present in it, this will enter the lungs along with the cigarette smoke. And the people who are chewing bitter leaves and tobacco, they also known to prone to mouth cancer. The next problem that people are facing because of this addiction is bronchitis. Bronchitis is nothing but the inflammation of the bronchial tubes. And here in this case, particularly those leading to alveoli are highly inflamed. And the chemicals in the cigarette smoke, it will inactivate the saliva that line the alveoli, and it switch off the cleaning mechanisms. As a result, the removal of phlegm is failed, which reduces the capacity of gaseous exchange of lungs, causes bronchitis. The third problem faced by those people are emphysema. Now, because of the phlegm which gets accumulated in the lungs, breathing out air from the lungs is very difficult for them. And these alveoli and fine bronchioles get stretched. Because of continuous coughing, it weakens the walls of the alveoli. It breaks the alveolar wall. And it also reduces the surface area of alveoli. With respect to heart diseases, nicotine constricts peripheral blood vessels. It also increases the rate of the heartbeat. Other effects include gastric and duodenal ulcers, carbon monoxide, which is present in tobacco. This binds with the hemoglobin of RBC. It reduces the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood, and it retards the fetal growth in mother's womb. Causes decreases in the economical status of the family, because most of the amount is being spent only in buying all these tobacco products. If you see the teeth and fingers of those people, it shows some stain. The lips becomes decolored. They have a foul breath. These are some of the problems faced by people, those who are addicted to tobacco and smoking. So let us be very cautious and say stop smoking to have a World No Tobacco Day. Thank you so much for listening so far to the SS BioPort podcast on the topic tobacco and smoking. Thank you once again. Happy day to all. This is a podcast from SS Bio for class 12 biology students. Topic: human health and disease. Subtopic: tobacco and smoking. Regarding the source and history of tobacco. Tobacco is a product extracted from the plants Nicotiana tobacum and another species, Nicotiana rustica. These are the tall annual herb native of tropical America. The curved leaves of its young branches in the dried form is used for commercial tobacco. It's a very harmful product. Smoking. You know, the tobacco was first used by Red Indians in America, and it spread to Europe early, 17th century. And today it is used by all people all over the world. It is used in the form of smoke or chewing, or it is being used as snuff. If you want to define smoking, it is the inhalation or inhaling of tobacco smoke in the form of cigarettes, bidis, cigars. And it is practiced by all group of people, irrespective of whether they are rich or poor, old or young. The important component which is present in this tobacco plant includes nicotine. Tobacco smoke contains about 300 chemical compounds, which includes nicotine, carbon monoxide, hydrogen cyanide, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and some of the irritating substances like tar. And at least 16 substances are known to cause cancer because they are acting like carcinogens, which are cancer-causing agents. The major stimulating component of all tobacco products is nicotine, and it is addictive or habit-forming. A small quantity in blood speeds up the activity of the nervous system. It gives temporary relief to the strained nerves. It is highly poisonous. You know the fatal effect of nicotine? Amount of nicotine present in one cigar or 20 cigarettes, if it is injected intravenously, it is considered to be the fatal one. When it is smoked, only 10% of the smoke is inhaled, so no immediate ill effect is observed in those cases. If you want to take the effects of nicotine, it stimulates the conduction of nerve impulses, it causes relaxation of muscles, it causes the release of adrenaline, it increases the heartbeat and contraction of peripheral blood vessels leading to high blood pressure. It also increases the risk of heart diseases. In case of pregnant women, nicotine causes retardation of fetus growth as well as reduction in weight of the fetus. And who are these active and passive smokers? Persons who smoke are called active smokers. They inhale smoke directly from the source. This is called as mainstream smoke, and a lot of smoke dissipates in the surrounding air, and it is called as side stream smoke. The side stream smoke contains more harmful substances but in lesser concentration. The passive smokers, they are the non-smokers who share the space with smokers. They inhale side stream smoke and they are called as a passive smokers. And they also have lots of sufferings, all types of ailments which are seen in the active smokers. Children of smoking parents, those who are living together, they develop early respiratory illness, ocular burning and some middle ear defects. If you want to know about the harmful effects of smoking, the long-term effects includes lung cancer, bronchitis, emphysema, heart diseases, etc. What is this lung cancer? Now, this is the most serious effect of smoking. It's more common in persons those who are smoking cigarettes than those smoking through cigar or pipe. Because of the polycyclic benzpyrene which is present in it, this will enter the lungs along with the cigarette smoke. And the people those who are chewing betel leaves and tobacco, they are also known to prone to mouth cancer. The next problem that people are facing because of this addiction is bronchitis. Bronchitis is nothing but the inflammation of the bronchial tubes, and here in this case, particularly those leading to alveoli are highly inflamed, and the chemicals in the cigarette smoke, it will inactivate the saliva that line the alveoli, and it switch off the cleaning mechanisms. As a result, the removal of phlegm is failed, which reduces the capacity of gaseous exchange of lungs, causes bronchitis. The third problem faced by those people are emphysema. Now, because of the phlegm which gets accumulated in the lungs, breathing out air from the lungs is very difficult for them. And these alveoli and fine bronchioles get stretched. Because of continuous coughing, it weakens the walls of the alveoli, it breaks the alveolar wall, and it also reduces surface area of alveoli. With respect to heart diseases, nicotine constricts peripheral blood vessels. It also increases the rate of the heartbeat. Other effects include gastric and duodenal ulcers, carbon monoxide, which is present in tobacco. This binds with the hemoglobin of RBC. It reduces the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood, and it retards the fetal growth in mother's womb. Causes decreases in the economical status of the family. because most of the amount is being spent only in buying all these tobacco products. If you see the teeth and fingers of those people, it shows some stain. The lips becomes decolored. They have a foul breath. These are some of the problems faced by people, those who are addicted to tobacco and smoking. So let us be very cautious and say stop smoking to have a World No Tobacco Day. Thank you so much for listening so far to the SS Bioport podcast on the topic tobacco and smoking. Thank you once again. Happy day to all. This is a podcast from SS Bio for class 12 biology students. Topic: human health and disease. Subtopic: tobacco and smoking. Regarding the source and history of tobacco. Tobacco is a product extracted from the plants Nicotiana tabacum and another species, Nicotiana rustica. These are the tall annual herb native of tropical America. The curved leaves of its young branches in the dried form is used for commercial tobacco. It's very harmful product. Smoking. You know, the tobacco was first used by Red Indians in America, and it spread to Europe early, 17th century, and today it is used by all people all over the world. It is used in the form of smoke or chewing, or it is being used as snuff. If you want to define smoking, it is the inhalation or inhaling of tobacco smoke in the form of cigarettes, bidis, cigars. And it is practiced by all group of people, irrespective of whether they are rich or poor, old or young. The important component which is present in this tobacco plant includes nicotine. Tobacco smoke contains about 300 chemical compounds, which includes this nicotine, carbon monoxide, hydrogen cyanide, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and some of the irritating substances like tar. And at least 16 substances are known to cause cancer because they are acting like carcinogens, which are cancer-causing agents. The major stimulating component of all tobacco products is nicotine, and it is addictive or habit-forming. A small quantity in blood speeds up the activity of the nervous system. It gives temporary relief to the strained nerves. It is highly poisonous. You know the fatal effect of nicotine? Amount of nicotine present in one cigar or 20 cigarettes, if it is injected intravenously, is considered to be the fatal one. When it is smoked, only 10% of the smoke is inhaled, so no immediate ill effect is observed in those cases. If we want to take the effects of nicotine, it stimulates the conduction of nerve impulses, it causes relaxation of muscles, it causes the release of adrenaline, it increases the heartbeat and contraction of peripheral blood vessels, leading to high blood pressure. It also increases the risk of heart diseases. In case of pregnant women, nicotine causes retardation of fetus growth as well as reduction in weight of the fetus. And who are these active and passive smokers? Persons who smoke are called active smokers. They inhale smoke directly from the source. This is called as mainstream smoke, and a lot of smoke dissipate in the surrounding air, and it is called as side stream smoke. The side stream smoke contains more harmful substances but in lesser concentration. The passive smokers, they are the non-smokers who share the space with smokers. They inhale side stream smoke and they are called as a passive smokers. And they also have lots of sufferings, all types of ailments, which are seen in the active smokers. Children of smoking parents, those who are living together, they develop early respiratory illness ocular burning and some medullary defects. If you want to know about the harmful effects of smoking, the long-term effects includes lung cancer, bronchitis, emphysema, heart diseases, etc. What is this lung cancer? Now, this is the most serious effect of smoking. It's more common in person those who are smoking cigarettes than those smoking through cigar or pipe. Because of the polycyclic benzpyrene which is present in it, this will enter the lungs along with the cigarette smoke. And the people those who are chewing betel leaves and tobacco, they are also known to prone to mouth cancer. The next problem that people are facing because of this addiction is bronchitis. Bronchitis is nothing but the inflammation of the bronchial tubes, and here in this case, particularly those leading to alveoli are highly inflamed. And the chemicals in the cigarette smoke, it will inactivate the saliva that line the alveoli, and it switch off the cleaning mechanisms. As a result, the removal of phlegm is failed, which reduces the capacity of gaseous exchange of lungs, causes bronchitis. The third problem faced by those people are emphysema. Now, because of the phlegm which gets accumulated in the lungs, breathing out air from the lungs is very difficult for them. And these alveoli and fine bronchioles get stretched. Because of continuous coughing, it weakens the walls of the alveoli. It breaks the alveolar wall. And it also reduces the surface area of alveoli. With respect to heart diseases, nicotine constricts peripheral blood vessels. It also increases the rate of the heartbeat. Other effects include gastric and duodenal ulcers, carbon monoxide, which is present in tobacco. This binds with the hemoglobin of RBC. It reduces the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood, and it retards the fetal growth in mother's womb. Causes decreases in the economical status of the family, because most of the amount is being spent only in buying all these tobacco products. If you see the teeth and fingers of those people, it shows some stain. The lips becomes decolored. They have a foul breath. These are some of the problems faced by people, those who are addicted to tobacco and smoking. So let us be very cautious and say stop smoking to have a World No Tobacco Day. Thank you so much for listening so far to the SS Bioport podcast on the topic tobacco and smoking. Thank you once again. Happy day to all. This is a podcast from SS Bio for class 12 biology students. Topic: human health and disease. Subtopic: tobacco and smoking. Regarding the source and history of tobacco. Tobacco is a product extracted from the plants Nicotiana tabacum and another species Nicotiana rustica. These are the tall annual herb native of tropical America. The curved leaves of its young branches in the dried form is used for commercial tobacco. It's very harmful product. Smoking. You know, the tobacco was first used by Red Indians in America, and it spread to Europe early, 17th century, and today it is used by all people all over the world. It is used in the form of smoke or chewing, or it is being used as snuff. If you want to define smoking, it is the inhalation or inhaling of tobacco smoke in the form of cigarettes, bidis, cigars. and it is practiced by all group of people irrespective of whether they are rich or poor, old or young. The important component which is present in this tobacco plant includes nicotine. Tobacco smoke contains about 300 chemical compounds, which includes is nicotine, carbon monoxide, hydrogen cyanide, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and some of the irritating substances like tar, and at least 16 substances are known to cause cancer because they are acting like carcinogens, which are cancer-causing agents. The major stimulating component of all tobacco products is nicotine, and it is addictive or habit-forming. A small quantity in blood speeds up the activity of the nervous system. It gives temporary relief to the strained nerves. It is highly poisonous. You know the fatal effect of nicotine? Amount of nicotine present in one cigar or 20 cigarettes, if it is injected intravenously, it is considered to be the fatal one. When it is smoked, only 10% of the smoke is inhaled, so no immediate ill effect is observed in those cases. If we want to take the effects of nicotine, it stimulates the conduction of nerve impulses, it causes relaxation of muscles, it causes the release of adrenaline, it increases the heartbeat and contraction of peripheral blood vessels leading to high blood pressure. It also increases the risk of heart diseases. In case of pregnant women, nicotine causes retardation of fetus growth as well as reduction in weight of the fetus. And who are these active and passive smokers? Persons who smoke are called active smokers. They inhale smoke directly from the source. This is called as mainstream smoke. And a lot of smoke dissipate in the surrounding air, and it is called as side stream smoke. The side stream smoke contains more harmful substances but in lesser concentration. The passive smokers, they are the non-smokers who share the space with smokers. They inhale side stream smoke and they are called as a passive smokers. And they also have lots of sufferings, all types of ailments which are seen in the active smokers. Children of smoking parents, those who are living together, they develop early respiratory illness, ocular burning, and some medullary defects. If you want to know about the harmful effects of smoking, the long-term effects includes lung cancer, bronchitis, emphysema, heart diseases, etc. What is this lung cancer? Now, this is the most serious effect of smoking. It's more common in persons those who are smoking cigarettes than those smoking through cigar or pipe. Because of the polycyclic benzpyrene which is present in it, this will enter the lungs along with the cigarette smoke. And the people those who are chewing betel leaves and tobacco, they are also known to prone to mouth cancer. The next problem that people are facing because of this addiction is bronchitis. Bronchitis is nothing but the inflammation of the bronchial tubes. And here in this case, particularly those leading to alveoli are highly inflamed. And the chemicals in the cigarette smoke, it's inactive saliva, it will inactivate the saliva that line the alveoli. And it switch off the cleaning mechanisms. As a result, the removal of phlegm is failed, which reduces the capacity of gaseous exchange of lungs, causes bronchitis. The third problem faced by those people are emphysema. Now, because of the phlegm which gets accumulated in the lungs, breathing out air from the lungs is very difficult for them. And these alveoli and fine bronchioles get stretched. Because of continuous coughing, it weakens the walls of the alveoli. It breaks the alveolar wall. And it also reduces the surface area of alveoli. With respect to heart diseases, nicotine constricts peripheral blood vessels. It also increases the rate of the heartbeat. Other effects include gastric and duodenal ulcers. Carbon monoxide, which is present in tobacco, this binds with the hemoglobin of RBC. It reduces the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood, and it retards the fetal growth in mother's womb. Causes decreases in the economical status of the family, because most of the amount is being spent only in buying all these tobacco products. If you see the teeth and fingers of those people, it shows some stain. The lips becomes decolored. They have a foul breath. These are some of the problems faced by people, those who are addicted to tobacco and smoking. So let us be very cautious and say stop smoking to have a World No Tobacco Day. Thank you so much for listening so far to the SS Bio podcast on the topic tobacco and smoking. Thank you once again. Happy day to all. This is a podcast from SS Bio for class 12 biology students. Topic: human health and disease. Subtopic: tobacco and smoking. Regarding the source and history of tobacco. Tobacco is a product extracted from the plants Nicotiana tobacum and another species, Nicotiana rustica. These are the tall annual herb native of tropical America. The curved leaves of its young branches in the dried form is used for commercial tobacco. It's very harmful product. Smoking. You know, the tobacco was first used by Red Indians in America, and it spread to Europe early, I think 17th century, and today it is used by all people all over the world. It is used in the form of smoke or chewing, or it is being used as snuff. If you want to define smoking, it is the inhalation or inhaling of tobacco smoke in the form of cigarettes, bidis, cigars, and it is practiced by all group of people irrespective of whether they are rich or poor, old or young. The important component which is present in this tobacco plant includes nicotine. Tobacco smoke contains about 300 chemical compounds, which includes this nicotine, carbon monoxide, hydrogen cyanide, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and some of the irritating substances like tar, and at least 16 substances are known to cause cancer because they are acting like carcinogens, which are cancer-causing agents. The major stimulating component of all tobacco products is nicotine, and it is addictive or habit-forming. A small quantity in blood speeds up the activity of the nervous system. It gives temporary relief to the strained nerves. It is highly poisonous. You know the fatal effect of nicotine? Amount of nicotine present in one cigar or 20 cigarettes, if it is injected intravenously, it is considered to be the fatal one. When it is smoked, only 10% of the smoke is inhaled, so no immediate ill effect is observed in those cases. If you want to take the effects of nicotine, it stimulates the conduction of nerve impulses. It causes relaxation of muscles. It causes the release of adrenaline. It increases the heartbeat and contraction of peripheral blood vessels, leading to high blood pressure. It also increases the risk of heart diseases. In case of pregnant women, nicotine causes retardation of fetus growth as well as reduction in weight of the fetus. And who are these active and passive smokers? Persons who smoke are called active smokers. They inhale smoke directly from the source. This is called as mainstream smoke, and a lot of smoke dissipates in the surrounding air, and it is called as side stream smoke. The side stream smoke contains more harmful substances but in lesser concentration. The passive smokers, they are the non-smokers who share the space with smokers. They inhale side stream smoke and they are called as a passive smokers. And they also have lots of sufferings, all types of ailments which are seen in the active smokers. Children of smoking parents, those who are living together, they develop early respiratory illness, ocular burning and some middle ear defects. If you want to know about the harmful effects of smoking, the long-term effects includes lung cancer, bronchitis, emphysema, heart diseases, etc. What is this lung cancer? Now, this is the most serious effect of smoking. It's more common in persons those who are smoking cigarettes than those smoking through cigar or pipe. Because of the polycyclic benzpyrene which is present in it, this will enter the lungs along with the cigarette smoke. And the people those who are chewing betel leaves and tobacco, they are also known to prone to mouth cancer. The next problem that people are facing because of this addiction is bronchitis. Bronchitis is nothing but the inflammation of the bronchial tubes. And here in this case, particularly those leading to alveoli are highly inflamed. And the chemicals in the cigarette smoke, it's inactive saliva, it will inactivate the saliva that line the alveoli. And it switch off the cleaning mechanisms. As a result, the removal of phlegm is failed, which reduces the capacity of gaseous exchange of lungs, causes bronchitis. The third problem faced by those people are emphysema. Now, because of the phlegm which gets accumulated in the lungs, breathing out air from the lungs is very difficult for them. And these alveoli and fine bronchioles get stretched. Because of continuous coughing, it weakens the walls of the alveoli. It breaks the alveolar wall. And it also reduces surface area of alveoli. With respect to heart diseases, nicotine constricts peripheral blood vessels. It also increases the rate of the heartbeat. Other effects include gastric and duodenal ulcers, carbon monoxide, which is present in tobacco. This binds with the hemoglobin of RBC. It reduces the oxygen carrying capacity of the blood and it retards the fetal growth in mother's womb. Causes decreases in the economical status of the family, because most of the amount is being spent only in buying all these tobacco products. If you see the teeth and fingers of those people, it shows some stain. The lips becomes decolored. They have a foul breath. These are some of the problems faced by people those who are addicted to tobacco and smoking. So let us be very cautious and say stop smoking to have a World No Tobacco Day. Thank you so much for listening so far to the SS Bioport podcast on the topic tobacco and smoking. Thank you once again. Thank you.